K1 and on our community connection. I get to talk some city business with City Councilman Trevor Dorsey this morning, brought to you by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. And before we get to the business from last night's meeting, first of all, Trevor, thanks for coming in. It was a nice reception for the outgoing and incomings, from city attorney to outgoing Ward 2 city councilman, and welcoming in a new Ward 2 city councilman and a new city attorney last night.
Yes, sir. There was a lot of folks there, and that's indicative of Jerry Maddox's career with the city of Bartlesville. He's well thought of, done a lot of things for the city, and it was kind of surreal him ringing in the last, probably his last meeting as a city attorney.
But, well, you know, think about the things that you and I have done since the mid-70s. I'm guessing that, I know I've had several different employers over that period of time, and I'm guessing you probably have too. But city attorney for 43 years, 7 months, and however many days he says it is.
Yeah, that's a long time. That's pretty amazing.
It is.
So, Jess Kane has some big shoes to fill, but I think he will do a great job for us as city attorney as well.
Well, if he does his 40, just even 40 years, that'll take it to the middle part of next century, or the middle part of this century anyway.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
And then, of course, as you said, John J. Kane has done a great job in his role as a city councilman, and he was vice mayor. He will be missed. But Paul Stewart, I believe, will do a great job for that ward and represent them well. And of course, Dale Copeland remained in his capacity as mayor, and Alan Jenches as vice mayor. So I think we've got a really good council, and I think everybody has the city's best interest at heart. And so I think we'll all work very well together.
Yeah, as I look at it, the council went with seniority as far as the leadership positions, and that's not unusual for the last quite a few years. But again, keeping the most senior member of the council as mayor, and choosing a second most senior member as vice mayor. On that one, I guess they could have gone with at least one other person, but some good choices last night on mayor and vice mayor.
Oh, yes, sir. I believe so. Of course, myself and Mr. Stewart are the young guys of the group. I was of course, appointed to serve out a remainder of a term, so this is my first actual official term, and so I'm still learning a lot, and I know Mr. Stewart would say the same thing, as he's embracing the opportunity to learn and grow. And we also talked about, Councilman Kane was on several committees, and so we kind of tried to divvy those up. After the meeting, I talked with Mr. Stewart, and I think we swapped out a few deals, and so it'll put him on some things I think he has real passion for, and allow me to do some things that I hadn't got to do. So that also is very neat for me anyway, to learn different aspects of the city business and things about the city. I have been on the museum trust authority, and so I've learned a lot about the museum in the past year that I didn't otherwise know, and been able to share that with other people. So
you came to the council having served on the planning commission, so you were not without city experience along the way.
Yes, sir. Yeah, and the planning commission was a great way to start and get my feet wet, I guess, so to speak, and learn about city business. And I know Alan, I believe, is going to serve in that capacity in John's absence, and I think he'll do very well, and I think his seniority will help that committee, because they're all pretty new to that that group anyway. I think most of those folks came on as I was leaving, and I had to come off the planning commission because John Jay was already on there as the city representative. So
did you have any words of wisdom for the newest city councilman, having just been in that position up until last night's meeting?
Just to take every opportunity to visit with city staff and learn more about what truly goes on behind the scenes. I think it's easy for all of us, not serving in any of these roles, to think, this is how it is, or this is how it's done, or this is how it should be, and it's not typically what you envision or think. And we have a wonderful group of city employees, from firefighters, police, wastewater treatment, streets, you name it. We have a wonderful group of city employees, and all of them that I've been able to come in contact with and work with truly care about what's best for the city and what's best, and so on. And they work hard every day.
Yeah. One item that was on the consent agenda last night that is worth mentioning has to do with the green space. And I think it's going to take a lot of us to really learn the words in the right order for the name for the green space. But if as long as I call it the green space, I'm safe. We've gotten a lot of help from Ambler Architects for no cost to the city.
Yes, sir. Mr. Ambler Scott has done a tremendous job in helping with that project, and very thankful that we do have people like he and that give back to the city and you know, not charge for their services. And I think that has been a tremendous help. Also, last night Arvest donated $10,000 to that project. Arvest, well, I believe is the foundation, Walton Foundation, mm-hmm. and that foundation's been very supportive of the Bartlesville community and very involved, and so we're very thankful that they were able to kick that money in and really help get that project going, because it's going to be a really wonderful project for downtown. I think something that all walks of life will be able to enjoy, and something that kind of will be unique to our downtown.
Well, I think it's nice that any financial institution, whenever they get the chance to make that presentation, to come up with that larger-than-life check, and okay, it's symbolic, but it's a nice photo op, but it still says something to the community.
Oh, you bet. And I jokingly wanted to tell them I know a bank that'll cash that big check, but
we'll talk about that on another
yeah,
time.
I have to give Mr. Hubbard and Ms. Fisher and Mr. Sears maybe that a hard time later if I run into them.
Oh, I think banker to banker it's appropriate.
So. Oh, yeah, yeah. And all wonderful people, like I said. And I know, as you know, Mr. Sears has been involved in this community for a long time and given back, and now he's doing the same thing in a rolling capacity for Arvest. And I know Ms. Fisher, I see her all the time. She's very involved, so is Mr. Hubbard. So it was very nice to be able to have that to really kick off that project.
Yeah, it is. And obviously the city investment, of course, from the bond issue will be the major part of what goes into that. But when you get a $10,000 contribution from anywhere, any foundation along the way, it says something about the support, you know, that the business community, that the greater community sees in the value there.
You bet. Yes, sir.
Yeah. We're going to take a short break. Again, we're talking with Trevor Dorsey this morning, looking at some of the issues from last night's city council meeting, and we will continue on a K1 Community Connection coming up in just a moment.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state, and I should know. It's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Again, talking City of Bartlesville business with City Councilman Trevor Dorsey. And before we get to, I'll say, one of the more complicated items from last night, there are four jobs that the City Council actually appoints. One of them is the City Treasurer, and you took action on that one last night.
Yes, sir. We moved to move Jason Munninger into that position, and, of course, he, like Mike Bailey, has kind of had a year audition in that position. Being that Ed Gordon had some health issues, and Mike kind of filled in that role as a city manager, but also was the city treasurer and that CFO in that interim period as well. And so, Mike's kind of retained that title as being in city manager, but I know Jason has been doing the day-to-day and helping him. And so I think that's going to be Jason's been with the city, I believe they said last night, 12 years. So I think he'll be a real asset for Mike and the rest of us, and I think he's doing a good job. So it was well deserved, and I think we have the right person.
Yeah, well, certainly when you look at the fact, and Mr. Bailey said it, I think, fairly well, he's in effect been doing the job without the title for about a year.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, and that makes a difference. So he's had that audition time to make sure that he is qualified and really doing that job as we need.
Yeah, so it's nice to see the council affirming that. I want to spend just a moment on a couple of the things that are related that are required by the charter, and you took care of those last night. The code of ethics and rules of order, and again going back to a former vice mayor of Vic Holcomb on that decision on Roseburg's, and a comment that I've heard around the building this morning. Okay, I thought Robert's rules was fairly short, and I'm sure that we all got an introduction to a condensed version when we were in school or something, mm-hmm. just to learn at basics. But yeah, if you go down to the library and pull the book off the shelf, it's pretty sizable.
Yes, sir. But I think it was a very condensed version of that. I think it's 3 or 4 pages in our packet. So, being again my first real full term, there's a lot that I'm learning, and I didn't know that was kind of part of what we did. But got a little lesson last night, and obviously, being in in the city council, you go through some OMAG training, and they covered a lot of that in there as well. So,
yep, and having covered several years ago when the city voted on changes to the charter, it was an easy refresher for me. Oh yeah, it's in the charter. But if you don't have to deal with it on a regular basis, I can see how it would be, oh, okay, I'm not sure where that came from before. But
yeah.
Last night, Lisa Beeman came before the council and updated some proposed rules. I think she has said it. I know she said it in this room a few weeks ago, and she said it at the council last night. Whatever action the city takes have something on paper for the rules on medical marijuana, they likely will change once the state legislature actually gets in session and does something on the topic.
Yes, sir. We've had a couple of workshops on this, and we've had different individuals from the police department come and speak to us and about what how things have kind of changed on their front about this. I know we're kind of following what the state does. We're trying not to ratchet up those regulations too much, because we've seen where a lot of cities have been involved in litigation because they've tried to tighten that policy on and make it differentiated, I guess, from the state. Mm-hmm. And so we're trying to follow the state guidelines. As we know, those are kind of a moving target, and they will continue to change. And so I think we'll kind of adopt and massage or change those as we go along.
Now, you and I have talked about this before, and also Mr. Bailey mentioned it last night. We have a Bartlesville resource because Senator Daniels has been part of that state working group and has had weekly meetings on topics with different groups. And then the council also has talked with some of the folks that are asking for licenses for businesses and that sort of thing, right?
Yeah, and at the last workshop, several people that are looking at some sort of business along those lines came and listened in, and we asked them a lot of questions as we discussed through this. And most of that group, in fact, is for a little bit tighter regulation than what the state has rolled out initially. Number one, I think most of those folks said it protected them because, as you know, I mean, if someone's growing plants inside the city limits and those aren't somehow secured, then you're going to have people getting in or people breaking in, and it's one of those industries where there could be a lot of theft or break in or things like that. And so I think the group that we visited with that came to the workshops, they were very interested in making sure that they do things right and that they are secure in their business, so they're not having those kind of issues.
Yeah, there's a couple of things that I know that were enacted, and I don't have my notes in front of me, so I'm working from memory. Please correct me if I'm wrong. Well, some of the things you're asking the businesses to have is a monitored alarm system on all the entries, windows, doors, etc., and then also some cameras there again, just to check for motion inside a business on off hours, which I think it's just on any business, you would say there are things of value, it makes sense to do something like that.
Oh yes, sir. I think most businesses would want to have camera and alarm systems and things that would notify the police if there's a break-in. Of course, that's one of those businesses that you'd really want, I think, because you could have, marijuana is a drug, and so no different than maybe a pharmacy where somebody could break in and get access to drugs and we don't, obviously this is for medical purposes, so you want it on the street for medical purposes rather than otherwise. And so I think this will just certainly, hopefully, prevent a lot of break-ins and theft and things like that. And like, again, those group of people that are interested and I think have already applied for businesses, they want to see that that security and maybe even other parameters that the state hasn't rolled out or thought of yet. So
I think it's again, whatever happens, and I guess the question, and I know the answer, but I'm going to we'll try to get it in your words. You know, why take all these steps now if you know things are going to change down the road?
You know, I think it really covers us again in a litigation arena. We want to make sure that we don't have any frivolous litigation, that we, you know, incur expenses that we don't otherwise need. And again, a lot of cities, I think, have tried to, I believe Broken Arrow, maybe in Mustang, have had some lawsuits because they tried to really ratchet down from the state level and be more more structured or strenuous on these producers or distributors or whatever that might be. Mm-hmm. And so those folks have decided to take up litigation against those cities, and we don't want to be in that situation. We want to obviously, the, you know, it was approved by the state, so it's something that we are going to have to work on, and we were going to have to work with those businesses. So we just want to I guess have a good partnership back and forth and really work together to make it number one, safe, where we don't have issues of break-ins and thefts and things. And so I think the group so far, again, that have applied for licenses, we've been able to meet with those. I know Lisa has probably been a lot more involved maybe than the city council, but those folks have come to the workshops and have been instrumental in also trying to help us on some of the more mundane or minute details of that type of business. Mm-hmm. I don't know much about it, and I think the rest of the city council would probably say the same, but we're learning as we go, and hopefully we can make progress and get it structured how it needs to be, that we can both work together.
Sounds good. On another topic, the lights for the Daniels soccer fields. So the first time Bartlesville will have lit soccer fields.
And that's pretty exciting. I've got some kiddos that play soccer, so I'm sure that they will like that, because certain times of year, you know, you can only have games during the daytime, and it might be a little bit more feasible, maybe not to be so hot or whatnot, to have those games at night. So that's going to be exciting, I think. You know, I think the whole community can probably get behind that and enjoy having those lights there.
Yep, and it's interesting that the best bidder on that one, St. Gabriel, Louisiana. I don't know that they didn't realize soccer was so busy in Louisiana. But
I wouldn't think so either. I would figure football's king down there. But hey, you know, maybe they had to come all the way here because football's king down there. I don't know.
You never know.
And not to say that the football's not very important here, but I you know, as a soccer is just so much more prevalent today. When I was a kid, I don't remember, I didn't play soccer. It wasn't a big deal, but today it is. And I know, like I said, I've got a couple little boys that really enjoy playing, and so it's fun going and watching them and supporting. And I think this community does a very good job on, you know, this soccer community and really working and helping those kids. So
it sounded like a good deal to me. And yeah, you're right, the demand is certainly growing, continues to seemingly get bigger every year. So
oh yeah, it does. It's amazing the number of kids that we see in the fall and the spring playing, and met a lot of people that way, because there's a lot of kids and that are doing it. And a couple of things we you and I kind of talked outside earlier about you know, outside things that the committee serves on. We do, as a citizen of Bartlesville, if you want to serve in a city capacity or learn more about the city, we have a couple openings. One is construction, fire codes, and appeals board. We have one on the street and traffic committee, and then we have two openings on the White Rose Cemetery board. And as you said earlier, I got started in city government on the planning commission, and really enjoyed that, and so moved through my hat in the ring to fill a vacant seat, and then ran again. So It is something that I think is very enjoyable, kind of sometimes maybe a thankless job, but it is something that's very enjoyable, and something that I would encourage all citizens, if you want to do something. You could put your application in to serve in some sort of capacity, and there's a lot of things. So I'm sure there's a board or a committee that has something to do with the passion you have, and it would be great to see those people come out. Also, Mike Bailey mentioned last night that the leaf and grass collection is December 17th through the 21st. So if you put it out on your curb, December 17th through 21st, it doesn't have to be in a clear plastic bag. You can just put it out there, and the city will pick it up. So
sounds like a great deal. As much as you put out, they'll take it away.
Yes, sir. And I've got a lot of that right now, so I'm looking forward to that, getting some bags of leaves out of my driveway.
Absolutely. I got rid of some the first time around, and yeah, I've got more that are continuing to fall, particularly after that rainstorm Saturday night.
Yeah, we had that storm kind of knocked the rest of them off the trees, I think.
I think you're right. We're talking with Trevor Dorsey this morning on a Community Connection on the 1400 K1. By the way, if you have an interest in those boards and commissions that he talked about, or any that he didn't mention, you can download the application materials from the city website, cityofbartlesville.org, or pick one up at the city manager's office on the second floor of City Hall. Trevor, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it.
Good to see you, Charlie.
We'll talk again real soon. Community Connection on 1400 K1, brought to you by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
You know, it's almost impossible to stay mad at someone that you pray for.